What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
I thank God for doing what he does best, and that is just being good to us. No matter what is coming our way, no matter what is going on in our lives, he is good to us. And I really feel like today that God is saying, take my hand and we will get through this together. I don't know what you have went through today. I don't know what you're going to go through tonight. I don't know what you're expecting tomorrow. But I do know this. I do know that submitting all to God right now and allowing him to just give you himself in this situation and just taking from him and allowing him to come move in your situation and move in your life and move through you. Because first, number one, we have to understand and be reminded we must allow him to first work through us before he can work things out of us. Because first, number one, it always starts within, and then we are able to move externally. So first it's internally and then it's externally. Amen. Because if you get things externally before you work internally, then you are going to lose everything that God wants to do in your life, because you're not going to be able to handle it internally. And so today we're going to talk about breaking free from spiritual starvation, because I truly believe that the people of God, the people that name the name of the Lord, the people that say, yes, I'm a Christian, are really in starvation mode spiritually. Not everybody is really doing what they're saying they're doing. Not everybody is reading the word like they say they're reading the word. Not everybody is praying like they say that they're praying. And you may be one of those people, and I don't want you to feel bad about it. I'm here to tell you to change it. Amen. We must be on a different level with God, and we must be able to get through the season together as a team, as a whole, because we are all on the same team working for the same employer, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father, you are our authority, and you are a God of order, and I just thank you, God, for ordering this today. You have authority over all the structures of our life, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives. I thank you, Father God, that even though some of us feel like our lives are out of control, Father, we submit ourselves to you and we resist the devil, and we know that he will flee, Father God, because that is your word. And we are going to be obedient unto you, because we know that obedience is better than sacrifice. Father God, we may, you know, be doing and doing and doing and doing and sacrificing, feeling like we're sacrificing our life, but really the obedience unto your word and obeying what you're telling us to do is better than any sacrifice that we are ever going to make. So Father, we just ask you to move in our lives and move in this situation that we're in, Father God, Lord, and I just speak blessings over everyone that is listening to you through me, Father God, and I just thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for being the truth in the midst of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for just loving us in spite of what we do and who we were. But thank you for changing us. Thank you for even loving us for who we are now and seeing the best in us. And I thank you, Lord, for feeding your people, giving them the capability to be able to break free from what is trying to break them, because they are breaking through what is trying to break them right now. In Jesus' name, amen. God is saying, take my hand, we will get through this together. And so what are you lacking that has caused you to seek after man before seeking after God? If you know the goodness of the Lord, why do you choose to set yourself up for failure when you can set yourself up for success? We all go through it. We walk in this wilderness called spiritual starvation, and if not careful, we could be lost forever. We allow the things of this world to make a home within our spirit, and they start getting uncomfortable, while day after day we start losing more and more of ourselves. And we are to seek God each day and give our worries and feelings and frustrations over to him and allow him to heal our hearts and forgive our souls, right? The Word of God says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now has obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2:9 through 11. Wherefore, laying aside malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And that's 1 Peter 2:1-3. It is never that easy, though. The reason why we get so depressed and hurt is because we start seeking our comfort from the people on this earth who sooner or later end up hurting us. We seek our comfort through things that end up leaving us. They end up forming wounds in our hearts that can only be healed by the forgiveness of God. See, when we allow ourselves to get this way, we are not only, you know, have to forgive others, but we must ask God to forgive us. We stop seeking after him and trusting him to make things right. We shied away and forgot who and what we were fighting for. The truth is that you are valuable on earth as well as in heaven, and your happiness means everything to God. He just asks of you that you stay strong in your faith and do not go astray from his love and his promises for you. For if you do, it is easier for the enemy to come after you and make your moment situation a final destination. So be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walks about, seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith. If you whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you, to him be glory and domination forever and ever. And that's 1 Peter 5:8-11. So we will all have those times of hardship when the last thing that we want to do is look deep within ourselves and find the why. But it is important to stand tall during these times, during these trying times, and say, I am the reason why I feel this way. I am the reason why I have allowed them to manifest, or allowed this to manifest into what it has. But even so, I am also my way out. I want you to take a moment and just acknowledge that you are where you are in life because of you, and that God is there to help you to get you out of what you put yourself in. Amen. And so this is why we must break free, and this is why we are in starvation mode. We are in spiritual starvation mode because now the people have shied away from the spirit and have started moving more in the flesh. You see, you have allowed the enemy to break you down and make you feel like you don't deserve happiness, that you were someone of hope and faith, but now you're walking lost and with no direction. That's the devil. Now is the time that you must stop blaming the world and the actions of others and start praying for God to prepare you mentally to handle what comes your way, so that the next time this happens, you will not shy away from God's word, but you will hunger for God's word. Amen. The Bible says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So, how long must go by? How many sleepless nights must you have until you are willing to work towards making room for God, not just in the good times, but also in your dark times? I ask you, brothers and sisters, what are you fighting for? Why have you isolated yourself to the point of being quiet, to the point of hindering your future? Now it's not the enemy that's doing it. The enemy started it, but you are the one that keeps yourself in a spiritual warfare. Now, spiritual warfare comes, and it comes in like a flood. But see, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard in you. And so if you're reading the Word, if you're praying, if you're seeking God, if you are repenting of sin, if you're making sure that you are staying focused in the season that you're in, even though spiritual warfare comes, it's not going to stop you. It's not going to hinder you. It may slow you down a moment. You may get distracted, but if you stay focused on God and you decide not to be distracted, then it's all going to end well for you. The only time it doesn't end well is whenever you give up and you don't get up. And now is the time, people of God, that you must stay focused. You must break free from spiritual starvation and find your strength in the Word of God. No more running, no more feeling sorry for yourself. Get up, dust yourself off, and get out of the dark hole that you threw yourself in. Pray and seek God's face. Ask Him for a rope to grab onto that will be big enough to get you out of the mess that you have caused, not only with others, but within yourself. When you starve yourself spiritually, you not only hurt yourself, but you'll hurt the other people around you. People tend to need someone that has a relationship with God. And when you start drifting from the truth, they start drifting from the truth. God needs us to be disciples that He can count on at all times, not just when we feel like it, not just when we are feeling up to it. He needs us in battle for the hurt and the broken, but also for the saved and the chosen. Put on your full body of armor and allow God to fight your battles. Stand firm in His Word each day, whether you feel as though you need Him or not. You always need Him. Every single person on earth needs Him. Some people deny Him, but they will never deny that they need something, that there is always something that's higher than them that is pulling them in the direction that they need to go. But some won't admit it. But be the one that is going to admit that you cannot live by yourself. You cannot make decisions by yourself. You cannot do this life by yourself. You need God. Can you say amen? You see, your flesh will lie to you and say that everything is okay, but when you do finally get back in the Spirit, you are immediately convicted, which is why we must forgive others and ask God to forgive us and start moving forward. You cannot stay in this condition. Because the longer that you stay stuck, the longer the enemy controls your mind. And today is a new day to break free from spiritual starvation. After this day, you will thirst and hunger no more for the food of this world. Come on, but you will thirst and hunger for the bread of life. Some of you may need to fast. Some of you, it would be good to fast because the spirit of gluttony, not only the spirit of gluttony, but just the spirit that has been over you, that has been controlling you, has caused you to turn to emotional eating. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I know that you hunger and you thirst for natural food, and that is something that, yes, as human beings we do, but right now is your time to turn the tables of the enemy. You see, the enemy has put out a table for you and he has put out everything that you want, but spiritually, those things you do not want. Listen to me. The things that the enemy puts out for you is always what you don't need. It's what you want, but it's what you don't need. You see, God has things that are on the table that you can't see. And until you see in the spirit, you will never understand what is on the table for you. You will never understand what you can pick up and what you can eat at any time. You will never see the blessings that God has for you if you keep focusing on the things that the enemy puts out in front of you. If you focus on your wants, you're always going to get it wrong. If you focus on your needs spiritually, you're always going to get it right. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So today is the day that you have everlasting freedom in Him, and that you stop trying to gain the world, but that you try to gain access to the kingdom of heaven. And so this is the day that you give up the things of this world and you make a new commitment to walk with Him and for Him. He is all that you need. He's all that you need. God is always with you, working for you and doing mighty things through you. He will provide for you. He says, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Join in beholding your order and in the steadfastness of your faith in Christ, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. So walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the regiments of the world, come on, and not after Christ. Stop focusing on good words by what people have to say in the way of the world, and start focusing on the revelation, the wisdom, and the knowledge of God. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead, and you are complete in him. Say, I'm complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. He is the head. If you are under attack, then you seek the person that is head of all principalities and powers. So always remember to keep faithful people around you. Keep your heart and your spirit in the word. Ask God to cleanse your heart daily and renew the right spirit within you. Consistently pray and seek his face. He is your strength, brothers and sisters. And so on today, I want to remind you that God is saying, take my hand and we will get through this together. He's got you, sis. He's got you, my brother. So break free from spiritual starvation and start being fed.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you. Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.